This is Bill Satterley welcoming you back to the second hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to play something from a Mosaic label entitled I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face, and it's done by the Eastern Rebellion, which was a working group, a working quartet, Cedar Walton on piano, Billy Higgins on drums, David Williams bass, and Ralph Moore tenor. So let's listen to their rendition, I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face.
Thank you.
That was Eastern Rebellion doing a Grown Accustomed to Her Face.
I'm going to do now an album that was cut on the Contemporary label back in January of 58 by Victor Feldman. And the title of the album is The Arrival of Victor Feldman. Well, that has some significance because he was from London. And he was considered one of the more brilliant jazz musicians in Britain. And he arrived in the United States, and he was employed. He was employed by Cannonball Adderley's group and Miles Davis's group, and everybody loved Victor. And he was equally good on the vibes or the piano. On this particular track, he's joined by Scott LaFaro on bass, Stan Levy on drums, and this is Victor doing Sposen. Thank you. Victor Feldman on vibes, Scott LaFaro on bass, Stan Lieber on drums from Victor's album The Rival of Victor Feldman, cut on a contemporary label back in 1958. Fine vibe work there by Victor, and later on we'll, in some show subsequent, we'll showcase his piano stylings.
I'm going to play a CD that features two of the albums that Shorty Rogers and his Giants played. One was called Martians Come Back, and the other was called Way Up There. It's a great CD. I'm a real fan of Shorty Rogers, and I think this is a typical, or maybe not typical, but certainly is a West Coast sound. The name of the tune is Martians Come Back, and he's written several tunes like Martians Go Home, Martians Come Back, etc. Features him on trumpet, Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, Lou Levy piano, Ralph Pina bass, and Shelly Mann drums. Let's listen to Shorty Rogers' composition, Martians Come Back.
Thank you.
Shorty Rogers and Martians come back. So if there's anybody up on Mars, they can send us a song back.
Maybe one of them's in the room now and we don't know it. Anyway, now we're going to turn now to one of Philadelphia's finest. That's Jimmy Heath, great tenor sax man, composer, arranger. Of course, he's one of the Heath brothers. We've got his brother Percy on bass, who played with the MJQ all those years, and Tootie Heath, a great bop drummer. This is from Jimmy Heath's Verve album, Little Man, Big Band. And this is a Jimmy Heath composition, Gingerbread Boy, a Jimmy Heath arrangement, backed up by all-star aggregation, too numerous to list, but some of the participants include Roland Hanna on piano, Louis Nash on drums, and Claudio Roditi on trumpet. Let's listen to Gingerbread Boy. Thank you. was composer, arranger, tenor sax man par excellence Jimmy Heath from his Verve album, Gingerbread Boy. He was leading up a big band there, of course, and that was one of his classic compositions, Gingerbread Boy.
I'm going to go to a Heritage Jazz CD album, or CD rather, entitled Carnegie Hall Salutes the Jazz Masters. And this is going to be a vocal by Dee Dee Bridgewater doing Shining Stockings. And it's arranged by Quincy Jones. And it's a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie. And it features J.J. Johnson along with Dee Dee Bridgewater and the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band. Shining Stockings.
That I wear when I'm with you, I wear, 'cause you told me that you dig that crazy hue. When we go to a dance, do you think of romance? Oh no, you take a glance at those shiny stockings. Came along some chick with great big stockings too. Then you changed your mind about me. Why, I never knew. I guess I'll have to find a new, some other kind. The guy who digs my shiny stockings too.
Shining Stockings, and it certainly was typical bassy sound, Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Next up is a fine CD cut by pianist Eddie Higgins on a Venus label. I think the Venus label was produced in out of Japan. Eddie Higgins played the intermission piano at the London House for about 10 years in Chicago, and although he's not a household name, he's considered one of the best jazz pianist on the scene, mainstream jazz pianist, and this is an album where he gets hooked up with tenor man Scott Hamilton, John Gilmore on bass, Bill Goodwin on drums. This is a swinging little version of Lullaby of the Leaves.
Thank you.
from his album Smoke Gets in Your Eyes on the Venus label. That was a swinging little version of Lullaby of the Leaves and Eddie on piano, ably assisted by a great tenor sax man, Scott Hamilton.
So far tonight we've featured Venus and Mars, and so I don't know, I guess we'll stick with Earth for the rest of the show. I want to play something by Red Garland from a Concord CD entitled Red Garland One Stop Series Volume 3, and the name of the tune is Prelude Blues. Red Garland on a tune entitled Prelude Blues, and I think that was Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax.
Turn now to the kind of a blues groove combo that were cut three or four albums together on the Telarc label. That was Jimmy McGriff on Hammond B3, Hank Crawford on alto sax. Of course, Hank played in that little big band with Ray Charles and Fathead Newman, a great alto man. This is on a Telarc label, and it's a little blues written by Jimmy McGriff. It's called Moving Upside the Blues. Thank you. Jim McGriff on Hammond B3 organ. Of course, Hank Crawford on alto sax from there. They have Cole Billing on his album called Blues Groove on a Telecarp label. And that song was called Moving Upside the Blues. And I'd be remiss if I didn't point out there was some really nice straight-ahead rhythm guitar there by a gentleman unknown to me before this time named Wayne Boyd.
We want to thank you for joining us this week for the Feeling of Jazz. Before we conclude with the last song of this program, we invite you to join us next Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. And if you're on a computer somewhere, www.thelakeshorefm.com, and just hit programming. So thanks for listening. I'm going to conclude the show with a Duke Jordan group entitled, at least his name of the song is Jordu, and it features Duke Jordan on piano, Gigi Grice on alto, Oscar Pettiford bass, Kenny Clark drums. Jordu. Mm-hmm.